online. It's appliance-world.com. That's appliance-world.com.
You're listening to WXJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He's going to see firsthand how bad Hurricane Michael was. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump and the First Lady will leave in a few minutes for Florida and Georgia. At least 18 deaths are blamed on the storm. Hundreds remain unaccounted for. Hundreds of thousands still have no power from Florida to Virginia.
I'm not denying climate change, but it could very well go back. You know, we're talking about over millions of years. They say that we had hurricanes that were far worse than what we just had with Michael.
The president last night on CBS's 60 Minutes again called the media dishonest and an at times contentious interview.
I've learned on the job. I have.
And you feel comfortable.
I feel very comfortable.
But he admits he doesn't trust everyone at the White House. Fox's John Decker is there live.
President Trump saying that Defense Secretary James Mattis could depart the administration after the midterms.
He's sort of a Democrat, if you want to know the truth. But General Mattis is a good guy. We get along very well. He may leave.
The president also claiming the Supreme Court battle for Brett Kavanaugh will energize Republican voters ahead of the midterm elections.
The way now Justice Kavanaugh was treated has become a big factor in the midterms.
The president also rejecting claims that he mocked Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, who accused Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her 3 decades ago. Dave?
John, the president tweeted he just talked to Saudi Arabia's king, who denies any knowledge of the believed murder of a missing journalist at the Saudi consul in Istanbul. The president added he's immediately sending Secretary of State Pompeo to meet with the king. Congress is watching closely.
There is bipartisan sentiment against allowing a multi-billion dollar arms deal if the disappearance and possible death of Jamal Khashoggi is linked to Saudi leaders. Saudi Arabia has threatened to retaliate against any sanctions with, as the statement said, an even stronger measure.
That's Fox's Gernal Scott. Big news out of Britain. Meghan Markle was pregnant. She and Prince Harry's baby due in the spring. This is Fox News.
To experience relief from muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This non-greasy foam is proven to relieve muscle cramps fast and reduce muscle soreness. TheraWorks Relief can also prevent muscle cramps before they start, so you can get a full night's sleep without having to worry about muscle cramps. TheraWorks Relief only takes minutes to apply, absorbs quickly, and it works. TheraWorks Relief is a life-changing product, and you don't even need a prescription. Get TheraWorks Relief today in the pain relief aisle at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens pharmacies, or TheraWorksRelief.com.
The leaves are falling. While shopping for a new rake, you check your ADT security camera from your phone and see some kids with toilet paper and eggs approaching your property. Then you see what they see, your ADT sign and outdoor camera, and scurry away. Scarecrow Service, brought to you by ADT. Designing and installing a smart home just for you, backed by best-in-class 24/7 protection. Learn more at ADT.com. ADT, real protection. License information available at ADT.com.
A Democratic senator who has for years been under scrutiny over her claim to have Native American heritage says she has been proven right.
President Trump has repeatedly suggested Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren does not have Native American ancestry.
Pocahontas, they always want me to apologize for saying it.
Now, in an unusual move, Warren has released the results of a DNA analysis to the Boston Globe, which show strong evidence there was a Native American in her lineage approximately 6 to 10 generations ago. Senator Warren has claimed her great-great-grandmother was partially Native American. The president once offered to donate $1 million to charity if Warren took a DNA test. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Another chapter in the years-long Sears decline, Chapter 11. The one-time retail giant has filed for bankruptcy protection but planning to keep operating.
There are approximately 700 Sears and Kmart stores remaining. It plans to close 142 of them near the end of the year. Sears and Kmart employ approximately 70,000 people.
That's Fox's Jenny Casola. Sears' stock is less than a dollar. And this morning, ahead of the opening bell, the overall market futures are barely budging, suggesting not much action in the next 25 minutes when trading begins. This after last week, the big sell-off, which was the worst one since March. It's all tied up in the baseball playoffs and the American League Championship Series.
And that's high. Benintendi with his back against the wall makes the catch. The ball game is over.
Boston beat Houston 7-5 to take game two on TBS. Game three of the NLCS is later today. Los Angeles and Milwaukee tied at a game apiece. In the NFL, there's only one undefeated team left this season, the Rams, because the Chiefs lost last night. Hours after Los Angeles beat Denver, Kansas City got beat by New England on a last-second field goal. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Emergency crews went out on an apartment fire Saturday afternoon in Champaign near Market Street and University Avenue. WCIA says one person was displaced. The fire was contained to one apartment. No one was hurt. Police are out with the names of two more people they say are suspected of having gang affiliations or are gang members. They are looking for 23-year-old Kenichi Townsend and 20-year-old Shamario Brown. Townsend is wanted for aggravated battery. Brown is wanted for a parole violation. Police are asking for help in solving a fatal shooting. A 35-year-old man died. Police found him in a home on Lawndale Drive near Westfield. Police said those who live between Kirby and Springfield Avenue and between Duncan and Kenwood Road can help. Police are looking for exterior home surveillance video taken near the area of Centennial and Sangamon Drive between midnight and 3 a.m. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, we've got kind of gray conditions to start and a 30% chance of showers, but gradual clearing in a high 48 expected today. Clear in a low 32 tonight. That means we've got this freeze watch in effect from 10 o'clock tonight until 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. High 54 with sunshine expected tomorrow down to around 38. Midweek, we've got a high 51, low 33, 55 by Thursday. Showers in the forecast Friday with a high 56. Right now, we're at 39. ESPN 93.5.
All right, here we go, 8 o'clock hour. Yeah, we were all pretty disappointed about the fight in Atlanta. I talked about that last hour. Didn't obviously go very well. Scored first 7 points and got outscored 46-0. It just bad. That's all you can say. And just hope they play better and I suggested they're going to need a win somewhere to regain that interest because they had a lot of interest on the game Saturday. I really thought we had a chance to win. Very disappointing. And everybody obviously around the program is very, very disappointed. But it's a process when you get better. I think we're better, but now it's kind of rocked that confidence that I had. So we got to show up somewhere to win. Hopefully we'll do that. Well, here's Ray Elliott. He's not the former Illini football coach. Bears the same name.
His name is Miss Pickle.
What was his name?
Ray Elliott Nusspickle.
You're right. He took his middle name, as
okay.
I recall. Very inspiring. Hey, Ray Elliott Nusspickle actually spoke at my high school graduation.
Oh, really?
Huh. And I was ready to sign on the dotted line with whatever Ray Elliott asked me to do.
Okay, very good.
Because he talked about that Wisconsin game when his guy at 145 pounds, dripping wet, was the only thing standing between him and the goal. And I said, what am I going to tell his mother on Monday? And he thrust him back from whence he came.
Nice.
Ray Elliott.
I had Stevie J as my Unity class of 85 speaker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd that go for you, Diane?
Ray, thank you so much for all you do.
She didn't even answer it. Did you notice that? She didn't even answer it.
We crossed paths so many times as the Marines, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, Diane.
And thank you for all you're doing, bringing some soldiers into town.
All right, tell me about the Iwo Jima project, what the movie, everything. Tell me about all that.
Well, Arnold Shapiro is the Academy Award-winning director for a Scared Straight series that he did several years ago.
I remember those.
And in the early 1980s, he went down to Camp Pendleton and talked to – he's not a veteran himself, but he went down there and talked to some Iwo Jima veterans. And he said, you know, are you ever going to go back to Iwo Jima? And not long after that, they got a hold of him and said, would you write the State Department to get this started? He raised $30,000 from the John Wayne – one of his friends, John Wayne's son, to put a memorial there, wrote the words for it, and then did the documentary, Return to Iwo Jima in 1985.
So. And now we're going to see the movie?
We're going to see the movie at the Virginia Theater, October the 20th, at 1 o'clock at the Virginia. Admission is free. Arnold is coming back from California. He gave us the film to run there at no charge. He's coming in to introduce the film and then is going on stage with the Iwo Jima veterans afterwards to talk about the film and talk about Iwo Jima and the memories of those men.
Yeah, Thursday? Is that?
No, it's on Saturday.
Saturday the 20th.
That's the 20th?
At 1 o'clock.
Saturday, 1 o'clock is free?
Yes, it's
well,
free.
Why in the world wouldn't it, just for historical, it'd be fascinating. Mm-hmm.
Well, we will take admission. We had to pay rental for the theater and the admission.
You can donate something if you want.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I'm glad you got the word out to a lot of our veteran organizations. Talk about that.
Well, we've gotten press releases and so forth out to all the VFWs and American Legions in the area, and my column was in the paper last week. There's been a little bit more in the News Gazette.
Yep.
And so, we have 117 people for the banquet. We've had five cancellations in the last several days. One woman had cancer, and another man, you know, just
are these World War II folks? I mean,
oh yeah, we got
not very many left.
We don't know how many are left for sure, but we've got 15 Iwo Jima veterans coming here.
I mean, he's in 90 something now, aren't they?
Oh, they're in their 90s.
Yeah,
we had one guy, John Coltrane, not the singer. Mm-hmm.
Chai Coltrane, remember that?
He's from Siler City, North Carolina, and he came last year. He's not coming this year, but he came last year to the Big Island. Came on in a wheelchair all the way with his caretaker, his wife, and daughter-in-law, and son, or the other way around, I guess. But anyway, the doctor says, I don't think you should be traveling that far. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, what am I going to do, die?
Well, there you go. Ray Elliott in Iwo Jima again Saturday, 1 o'clock, Virginia. It's free. You can go see this. Have you seen it?
I've seen it several times.
What do you think?
I think it's very good. Arnold did another one. Ed McMahon hosts this one. Hmm. He did another one a little bit later that Gene Hackman, Danville native and another Marine, hosted. And then he did one on PBS, Combatants to Comrades, that was on PBS on the Marine Corps birthday 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He says this one's the best one. It's only 58 minutes.
Wow. And the questions or something? Can you talk about it after or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll have Arnold and the 5th Marine Division veterans that are here are going to be on stage talking about it. We're also going to have Art Lienemann, the USS Indianapolis survivor, as our special guest.
Oh, boy.
Oh, great.
Wow.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Boy, what a story. That was the fellow that we talked to last year around Veterans Day, Stevie, with the sharks.
The sharks in the water and how many died from the sharks. Most.
Yeah. There were only 316 survivors. They thought there were 317, but one of them didn't go with them at the time, had orders to someplace else.
I see.
So, in any case, the Battle of Iwo Jima, February 19th through March 26, 1945, in case this is new material to you. I mean, some of us don't study this stuff and realize when it happened. But for me, going out to Washington, D.C. and seeing that iconic statue.
Flag raising on Iwo Jima.
Well, we've got some survivors here. Jim Kelly was on, he's 95 years old, here in town, was on the island 36 days.
Wow.
Sammy Weldon was on 31 days.
Yeah.
You know, there's other people in the area.
Well, and Ray, you know so much about World War II. We're taking an Asian cruise in January, leading a group, and one of the stops is Nagasaki.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we bombed Hiroshima, then Nagasaki with the atomic bomb. The thinking then was, had we had to go door-to-door in Tokyo, we'd have lost a million boys. I mean, they weren't giving up. They weren't quitting. We couldn't get them to surrender.
Yeah. After we dropped the first atomic bomb, they wouldn't
surrender. And then we dropped another, and then they did.
Yeah.
It was just because you think about it, it's a man that killed so many again, the options at that time were door-to-door in Tokyo.
Yeah.
And you'd have lost so many people.
And, you know, I've been to Iwo Jima five times, and Saipan, Tinian, all of those places. And you look at that little island. It's only about 5 miles long. And they had 70,000 Marines on there and 20-some thousand Japanese.
Wow.
Almost 100,000 men on there fighting.
Unbelievable.
Oh, it is. Incredible.
And the proximity, obviously, it's close.
Yeah.
It was close. Ray Elliott, again, Saturday, 1 o'clock, free. You can see this incredible documentary about Iwo Jima. It's free. You can make a donation. Thank you for keeping this out there for us.
A couple hours on the movie?
Oh, it's 58 minutes.
58 minutes, okay. And we'll have a half hour or so question and answers and talking about it afterwards.
Thanks for all your books, all your work. Great stuff.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Stevie and Diane.
No problem.
Love to Vanessa and the family.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you, Ray. Ray Elliott, ESPN 93.5.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Game Day Spirit is selling pink Illinois volleyball long sleeve t-shirts, and a portion of the proceeds is donated to the Mills Breast Cancer Institute right here in CU. Buy the shirt and participate in the Pink Out Illinois volleyball game against MSU on October 20th. Help paint Huff Hall pink for the volleyball game. So think pink and get your gear from Game Day Spirit.
A portion of the proceeds from every shirt purchased before October 31st will be donated to the Mills Breast Cancer Institute in Urbana.
Getting knocked down on the football field makes you tough, but getting back up makes you tougher. At Goodyear, we call that determination. A willingness to put in more hours, more reps, and more heart to reach a bar that's sky high. Because the Goodyear blimp doesn't show up for just anybody. So don't be just anybody. Be blimp worthy. Goodyear. More driven.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampagne.com.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Peter Burns and Ben Hartsock.
If you're looking at it from the perspective of who can stop Alabama's offense, then we've got to say who's got the best defense. Notre Dame is one of those teams that you get Jared Tillery.
Listen, Notre Dame is Miami of last year. They're a fraud. With Ian Book, and it was a great little run. Ian Book tipped pitches against Pittsburgh. And this is not a great team in Pitt. This is an okay, average team. Notre Dame is going to be ranked in the top four. And I hope if you're Clemson, if you're Ohio State, if you're Bama, and you're going to be one of these college football playoff teams, you are absolutely praying that Notre Dame is in the college football playoff, because it's a bye. It's an absolute easy victory, because Brian Kelly is going to struggle with Ian Book going forward as far as taking that next level that needs to be if you're going to win a championship.
Napa Know How.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on parts and accessories. That's 20% off brake pads, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/18.
Hey, Golic, if I were to throw the lines open right now to discuss who's the GOAT, we'd have no shortage of opinions, correct?
No, we would not.
But if I asked men to talk about their health,
crickets.
Yeah, a recent Cleveland Clinic survey found 56% of men prefer to keep health concerns to themselves and not share them with anyone, not even their doctor. Cleveland Clinic is ranked number one in the nation in heart and urology care, and they've heard it all before.
Make sure to visit clevelandclinic.org/mention it for answers to those 10 questions most men are afraid of.
Sports headlines at 8:18.
Milwaukee and the L.A. Dodgers, that series tied at a game apiece, 6:30 tonight as the National League Championship Series continues. And the American League Championship Series has the Bo Sox over the Astros 7-5 yesterday. That series is also tied at a game apiece. NFL action last night, really exciting with that last second field goal as the New England Patriots beat the Kansas City Chiefs 43-40. New York Jets over Indiana and the Colts 42-34. We also had Miami beating the Chicago Bears 31-28. Tonight, San Francisco and Green Bay. NHL action had Anaheim over St. Louis 3-2. Of course, we know the Purdue Illini score was not good, but we've got Wisconsin coming up, and Illinois volleyball sets up wins against Wisconsin 3-1. It was awesome. And Illinois soccer wins against Indiana 1-0.
Okay, if you want to text in anything that we've done this on the show, or you want to tell me what you think of Illinois football, be nice, because I know what you think. The people that cared are massively upset.
Well, here's one that says, don't forget, Lovey's defense in Tampa Bay was atrocious.
Was it?
Not a good hire. Braum was established as a college coach. No surprise, Purdue is better.
Okay. I didn't remember Lovey's defense being so bad.
I know.
It was good with Brian Urlacher in Chicago. I know that. Anyway, text in 359-2255. Let's check your weather.
I-48, gradual clearing expected today. 32 are low tonight with clear conditions and frost. A freeze watch in effect from 10 p.m. until 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Tomorrow's high at 54 with the sun coming out. 38 are low with clear conditions in the evening. And then on Wednesday, high 51, low 33. 55 with sunshine again on Thursday. Right now, overcast and 40. Wind chill at 30. ESPN 93.5.
We check our Fox Business Minute. We'll be right back. 359-2255. I thought the game, I dressed with everything I had and was comfortable.
Okay.
I overdress like the kid on the Christmas Story, but I'm never cold.
Okay.
Which I like because I hate being cold.
I know that.
820.
From the Fox Business Network, Americans were shopping a little more in September, but the increase in retail sales was just 0.1%, smaller than forecast. Sales may have been impacted by Hurricane Florence. Americans were spending less at restaurants, grocery stores, and gas stations. However, business picked up at auto dealers. Another reading on the economy, the Empire State Manufacturing Index rose this month. It's an indication the region measured by the New York Federal Reserve is seeing strong than expected manufacturing business. Sears managed to line up financing before a big loan payment was due today. It filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization. Sears will keep hundreds of stores open for now. The Dow was up 287 on Friday. NASDAQ added 167. S&P gained 38. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
All right, don't forget Jay Lehman today. We'll be on with Jeremy Warner. Jeremy Warner Show, Jay's on every Monday and Friday, but today 10 to 11 for the full hour. And, yeah, well, I don't know what you say. I really don't. Because when I, it's like the Stevie J meter. When I felt the way I felt, I'm usually last to kind of go throw up my arms.
Right, you're more of an up with people guy.
I'm an up with people guy, but I threw up my arms. I was just so disappointed in the effort. And just imagine how Lovey feels or how Josh Whitman feels. I mean, they're magnified that by 100. I mean, this was a big game for them.
Mm-hmm.
People came to see the football game. They really were interested because the bowl talk might have started. And not only isn't the bowl talk starting, we were embarrassed to even think that. Because of the way the game unfolded. Again, you lose the game is one thing. To lose it that way is entirely another. And it was really bad. And I'm so sorry to have to say that, but it's just no spin in this one.
Well, Antonio has similar thoughts. Illinois has 3 wins versus 3 bad teams. They really weren't impressive. Kent State, Western Illinois, and Rutgers. I think what we saw where we're not on Saturday, not much improvement, thanks Mike Thomas. So,
well, yeah, I guess you can. Gosh, you're
still looking back.
Look at the dominoes. Look at the dominoes that fell when Ron Gunther left.
Mm-hmm.
When Ron Gunther, the AD, retired, there goes Bruce Weber, there goes Ron Zook.
Mm-hmm.
In hindsight, Ron Zook was pretty good. I mean, you went to 2 bowls in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You won seven. I'm still in touch with Ron Zook.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, they told me if I win 7 games, they build a statue for me. I won 7 games 2 years in a row, and they fired me. But it was almost like Mike Thomas came in. Mike Hogan was the president at the time. And I think Thomas came in to clear out Bruce Weber and Ron Zook because they weren't good enough. How's that worked out for us?
Right.
I mean, it's just...
When you think of Kansas State and...
So you start appreciating the Lou Hensons.
Yeah.
When they're done. When their career is over. When they were back in the day. There was pressure for Lou to leave.
That's right.
He stepped down on his own, but there was all kinds of grumbling about Lou Henson.
Mm-hmm.
How's that worked out for us?
Right.
How many coaches have we gone through in basketball?
And he did great at New Mexico State.
Well, he wasn't quite done coaching, so he went out and won another 100 games or whatever it was. Anyway, it's Yeah, now you feel like criminy. We're picked 13th in the 14-team Big Ten in basketball. Yep. We're clearly 13th in football, clearly. I mean, the real question is, how bad is Rutgers? I mean, does Rutgers belong in the Big Ten? Probably not.
Right.
Yeah, really bad. This kid for Rutgers, the quarterback, and we beat Rutgers 38-17. Uh-huh. He went to Maryland and completed 2 out of 18 passes with 4 interceptions.
Yikes.
So we have to go to Maryland in a week, and what once was supposedly going to be a very competitive game, I don't know anymore. So my confidence has been rocked.
Right.
Go beat Wisconsin, you get it all back.
Wow, that would be great, Mo.
Uh-huh.
In the AP poll, Ohio State jumped up to number 2. There was a big shakeup with LSU giving Georgia their first loss.
Right.
LSU Tiger went up to 5, and Georgia's bumped down to 8. So, and Iowa's now at 19, Michigan State 24. I mean, Big Ten's tough.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Big Ten has a few good teams, but I don't think the Big Ten's that good. I really don't.
Michigan's at number 6.
I think there's some good teams, but I think the rest of the league we should compete with, but it just rocked me. I didn't think Purdue was that good. Apparently, they're better than we thought. All right, 828. We'll be right back. ESPN 93.5 on this Monday, October 15. Let's get your Fox News and local news to Jamie just ahead. ESPN
93.5. By KFC.
News. I'm Chris Foster.
Had I not made that speech, we would not have won.
President Trump tells 60 Minutes on CBS he wasn't mocking the woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault in high school. He was just pointing out details she'd forgotten.
But you seem to be saying that she lied.
You know what? I'm not going to get into it because we won. It doesn't matter.
Well,
we won.
Also in that interview, President Trump says he now does not believe that climate change is a hoax, but that he's not sure it's man-made. Sears has filed for bankruptcy.
The Chapter 11 filing means the bankruptcy court will run the company. Hedge fund manager Edward Lampert will step down as CEO but will remain chairman. There are approximately 700 Sears and Kmart stores remaining. It plans to close 142 of them near the end of the year.
That's Fox's Jenny Casola in New York City. About 70,000 people work for Sears Holdings. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police are asking for help in solving a fatal shooting. A 35-year-old man died. Police found him in a home on Lawndale Drive near Westfield. Police said those who live between Kirby and Springfield Avenue and between Duncan and Kenwood Road can help. Police are looking for exterior home surveillance video taken near the area of Centennial and Sangamon Drive between midnight and 3 a.m. If you know anything, call Crime Stoppers at 217-373-8477. Some Facebook users have gotten a new message on the top of their feed saying their information was taken in a data breach. Facebook revealed on Friday that hackers used 400,000 accounts under their control to get access tokens of 30 million Facebook users. Of the 30 million affected users, 14 million had their names, contact information, and information like relationship status and recent place check-ins exposed to the attackers. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Cloudy and breezy now, Stevie, but gradual clearing and a high 48 by this afternoon. Wind gusts as high as 23 miles per hour, and the wind chill value is at 30 right now. 32 hour low into the evening tonight. A freeze watch in effect starting at 10 p.m. going through 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Frost expected really each night. We've got a high 54 on Tuesday, 51 on Wednesday, down to 30. 3 in the evening and up to 55 with sunshine again on Thursday. Overcast in 39, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, we talked a lot about Illinois football. You hear a lot more with Jeremy Warner coming up. It's not going to be very pretty because it just wasn't. And I don't know how to put a spin on that game that we all saw or heard about. Illinois loses 46-7 at homecoming. And I was so encouraged by the student section, which was full. Lovie Smith had made an appeal. We really need student support.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I was pretty fired up for the game. And Grange Grove, I'd never seen that crowded.
Yeah.
It was thousands.
It was great.
It was packed.
Mm-hmm.
And predominantly students. There was a lot of students.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was energy outside the stadium. It was a great feel. And then you get in there and you think, oh boy, this, you know, I know they're favored, but I think we can do it. And it was embarrassing for my thoughts because I didn't know we would be dominated the way we were. So it was hard. It was hurtful because you got fans kind of jacked up. We're better. Mm-hmm. We're better. Look at what we did at Penn State. We're winning. Okay. Purdue's probably better than we thought, and we may not be as good, or we just had a really bad game. And again, for people to look up again for Illinois football, we're going to have to win. And you got at Wisconsin. I mean, four of the last six are on the road. Okay, so that's our – Nebraska's obviously really struggling. Nebraska has had at least a dozen kids just walk off and leave. A dozen. It's like a mutiny. They don't like this coach. Coach thinks they're soft. And Skip Frost is Scott Frost. The new coach had great success in Florida, where he's a head coach at, what was it, Central Florida, South Florida, whatever it was. And he, you know, came, he's a Nebraska man. He played for Nebraska, but he thinks this is the softest bunch of kids ever.
Okay.
So they're 0-4, which is unbelievable for Nebraska football. So will, can the Illini go to Nebraska and win? You know, again, right now, my confidence in my world with Illinois football is rocked. I don't know.
Scott Frost is correct.
Yeah. So we got it. We have Wisconsin, then we go to Maryland, then we come home Minnesota, and then what, we go to Nebraska, and then Iowa, and then at Northwestern.
I know.
So, it again, what looked like, oh, boy, you beat Purdue, I think we can win. And then you're going, man, how bad was Rutgers? Really? And Rutgers, I think, got smoked by Maryland, I think. So
it was tight against Nebraska. Northwestern over Nebraska on Saturday, 34-31 in overtime.
Yeah, Nebraska barely beat them. So they're not that bad, but they're bad for Nebraska and obviously 0-4. But, again, humongous transition with all kinds of unrest as to what they've got and who they've got. So he's going to have to bring his guys in, which will take a while, but you think that he'll be able to get it going, I would think, at Nebraska. You can always text us, 359-2255, 359-2255. Always enjoy hearing what you think.
I don't know why I'm fascinated with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry and their little baby now.
They're royals. They're royals.
I mean.
How old is Meghan Markle? Because, I mean, I think 30-something.
That's true.
I think they knew that if they're going to have babies,
they need to move on this, huh? Yeah. And just they said there's 76 appearances that they have to make before the baby's born, so they're trying to get
those
in
on the
early.
Calendar.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right. So,
well, you know, this is her first baby, I think.
I think so.
I don't know a lot about Meghan Markle.
She's 37.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, then time to have babies.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay, and Prince Harry's older than that, isn't he? Or is he?
I
think he married a little older. I think he's a smidge younger, isn't he? Prince Harry? I don't know. Yeah, the royals having a baby. This is Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Exactly.
But again, it's great, wonderful. Yeah, but I think anything royal still captivates us to some extent.
It does.
Something about it. Donald Trump was on 60 Minutes last night.
Republicans vote in next month's midterm elections. It's likely President Trump and his agenda will be motivating them as much as any candidate or local issue on the ballot. Almost 2 years ago, when we last interviewed then-President-elect Trump, he seemed surprised he had won, not that he'd ever admit that to us.
When you go to 60 Minutes and Leslie Stahl, it's not going to be friendly ground.
I know.
This president isn't afraid, and he's going to come at you.
Well, when we sat down with him this past Thursday in the White House, we found him confident and boastful. As he told us, he has learned on the job. He was eager to joust over the issues of the day, the economy, China and Russia, and of course, fake news. But we started with very real news, the suspected murder of a Saudi journalist and the catastrophe of Hurricane Michael, which has devastated parts of the Florida panhandle, claiming at least 19 lives and leaving hundreds of thousands without power across the southeast. Michael comes on the heels of a series of superstorms, Florence in the Carolinas, Maria in Puerto Rico, Harvey in Texas.
The story will continue in a moment.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that. It's online, of course. But 60 Minutes had that 25-minute interview with Donald Trump, whatever
mm-hmm,
it was.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when it gets into climate change, here's the problem I have with climate change. I can't question it. It's like I'm the dumbest, most ignorant person. It's almost a religion. I can't even have a question. And that bothers me that I can't have honest questions about it without being looked at as some sort of stupid idiot. What's wrong? It's a violent kind of reaction. And that pushes me away from, I don't know what's going on. Maybe there is. But I have a few questions. Oh, what? He's so stupid. Ignorant. I mean, you can't question it.
It's true.
It's so sensitive.
I don't even go there because I feel like I don't know enough.
There are people that are reputable scientists that have questions about the cause and effect of everything. And you can't bring that up because they're not published. They're not, well, no. That's the problem. Maybe there is climate change. I don't know. Maybe, but I can't question it, or I'm just castigated as a dumb, idiot, ignorant climate denier. I mean, that's what it is. It's just so left on the view of it. But you can't question it, or you don't know what you're talking about. That's been the position for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but the weird weather? Heck yeah. Is it because of our emissions? Maybe. Is there a combination of maybe and that's global? Maybe. I'm not so sure. I'm absolutely sure it's not climate change.
Right.
But I can't question it, and that turns me off.
Right.
Because people can't discuss it because I'm hurting their religion. It's just, it's crazy.
It's true.
All right, 842, text in, 359-2255. Sports coming up.
Car guys know, not all motor oils are created equal. Because when your engine hits 75,000 miles, cheaper motor oils won't do. That's why Valvoline created full synthetic high mileage with MaxLite technology. Designed to fight sludge, condition seals, and better protect critical engine components as your engine ages. Keep your high mileage ride driving well into the future. Valvoline. Trusted for 150 years. Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage and a filter for just $34.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbors Nursery. There are two big things going on right now at Country Arbors. All our trees are 20% off. If you lost a tree to the ash borer or have a new home that needs some shade, now is a perfect time to come pick out a tree at Country Arbors. The other big event is the start of mum season. Country Arbors is the largest grower of mums in our area, and our large 3-gallon mum is just $6. Country Arbors is the home of the giant $6 mum. Choose from 66 varieties and lots of different sizes and pots. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery, a family tradition of growing plants for 153 years. Visit countryarbors.com for more information.
Heavy, heavy rain this morning causing backed up traffic all the way to
Iceland. We should move all that possibly.
Folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
What's right with that?
Welcome to Westin.
Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Westin, let's rise.
Check out these local favorites to satisfy all your date nights, family nights, and friend get-togethers.
El Toro, serving all your favorite Mexican dishes. Locations in Champaign, Urbana, Rantoul, and St. Joe.
V Picasso, looking for a date night or a ladies' night with your friends? V Picasso will be your new favorite farm-to-table stop with plenty of wine to keep things light. Now offering lunch. Visit them on Facebook.
The Pink Pig, homegrown barbecue favorites in Ogden. Small-town restaurant with a big city taste. For a list of favorites and more information, check them out on Facebook.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent lightning storm. Here to describe the event, a TV tray.
I was watching football and holding a plate of meatloaf when kabam! A bolt of lightning slams into the apartment, blowing out the TV and surround sound.
Anything you could have done to help?
Ma'am, I'm a foldable table, not an electrician.
Your TV tray can't help you in a lightning storm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
At AutoZone, helping to get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail-in rebate when you purchase a Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Twin Pack or 2 single packs. 2 single packs must be purchased on same sales receipt. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Text in 359-2255.
You mentioned Trump and the interview on 60 Minutes. The texter says, I'm still trying to figure out why he gives liberal media any interviews. We knew what Leslie Stahl was going to do before she did it.
Remember Donald Trump as Donald Trump? What a media darling he was.
Mm-hmm.
He was on Morning Joe on MSNBC. Mm-hmm. His arch enemy now.
That's right.
I mean, the way they fawned all over him. Much like John McCain, when John McCain ran for president in 2008, oh, they love John McCain. Then he ran as an R. against the D, which is Barack Obama, and he was thrown to the curb.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just that's just what they do. And he's just, he doesn't care. B, he goes on his Twitter account and reaches a lot of people. He creates the news from his Twitter. A lot of stuff I wouldn't write, but he does. Mm-hmm. He's just in New York, in your face, you know, confident. But if you look at the stuff that's happened during all of this, there's an awful lot of good.
Yeah.
I think the world is a little bit afraid of him, mm-hmm. which is actually pretty good for us.
Well, people certainly are getting jobs these days and coming into the holiday season. Lots of people are hiring. Well, it feels good out there.
Listen, more people are quitting their jobs than we've had in decades because they know they can get another one.
That's I hated hearing amazing. That Sears is filing for
me. Yeah.
Dang it.
I mean, think about the future of bricks and mortar. It's got to make you nervous if you have a lot of square feet because it just feels like it's Amazon, man.
Mm-hmm.
Check your sports headlines.
All righty. Milwaukee and the L.A. Dodgers are tied up at a game apiece, and the National League Championship Series continues tonight at 6:30. The series on the American League side is tied up at a game apiece, too, with the Boston Red Sox over the Astros 7-5 yesterday. On to the NFL, we had Miami over the Chicago Bears 31-28, New York Jets over the Indianapolis Colts 42-34, New England Patriots over the Kansas City Chiefs with that last-second field goal late last night, 43-40 was the final, giving the Chiefs their first loss of the season. San Francisco and Green Bay for Monday Night Football tonight. As we know, Purdue over the Illini 46-7. They've got Wisconsin next. Illini Volleyball beat Wisconsin over the weekend. 3-1, Illinois soccer over Indiana, 1-0.
Could you look at Wisconsin's football schedule for me, please? See, it's not even 9 o'clock Monday morning. Trying to figure out how my team can hang in there with a team that's Wisconsin really good.
Okay.
Maybe they've got like Ohio State next or something, and because I don't think the Penn State game, I don't think there's any doubt they had Ohio State the week after us. And there's no doubt Penn State came in pretty flat.
Well, and Michigan beat Wisconsin 38-13 last week.
But Michigan beat them how much?
38-13.
Oh, my. They're going to be mad. What about this week, Wisconsin?
And the week before.
I mean, coming up after our week.
Okay, they've got Northwestern.
Okay, no big match mark. Okay, we're in trouble. Because they lost to Michigan, now they're going to reassert themselves, yeah, so to speak.
That could be.
Okay, whatever. I don't care, whatever.
And we'll get more high-tech analysis from Jay Lehman than CJ.
No, I'm just a fan.
Exactly.
I'm just a fan that likes my team, likes my school.
Me too.
But I was hurt. And if I get hurt, then everybody's really hurt. Because I really like the think, but I couldn't come up with anything except negative on that one. It was just bad. 8:49, weather next.
Tomorrow's high at 54 with the sunshine, though. Down to 38 in the evening with clear conditions. Wednesday and Thursday, plenty of sunshine. And we've got a high into the upper 50s, down to around the mid-30s at night. Right now we're at 40. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Bill and Hillary Clinton are going out on a show. Live Nation is promoting it. The Hillary and Bill show, I think.
I know.
And now they're talking. I mean, they got to sell tickets for this. But ask about whether it was abuse of power for her husband to have an affair with an intern. Of course it wasn't. She was an adult. That makes it all right. An intern who's barely older than Chelsea. She's 22, I guess, at the time.
Wow.
Head shaker. Okay, back to rap in a moment. The Republican picnic was yesterday. Is that Fresca still?
Yes.
And lots of people, including Erica Harold, who I think is a gift to politics. And I am so hopeful and prayerful that we get somebody that good as Attorney General of our state.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm so cynical that I don't trust the north of I-80 in Cook County.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do stuff with some of their votes. And I think here's my prediction. On election night, there'll be some precincts in Cook County that will be having some machine problems.
Yes, yes, and they turn in their results a little late.
They kind of see what they need. I'm sorry. That's what I might be totally off base.
Right, and it could have been that we're just judging from our past
kind
of storylines.
Think about what we know. We know there's some corruption in Chicago, right? I mean, you know, and for them, it might be just how we do business. And for us down here, little podunk city, We just think that's not quite the right way to do it. It doesn't have the ethics and integrity. You put somebody of that integrity as Erica Harold in there, that spells some trouble. She can prosecute. She can investigate. You want the top law enforcement official in the state to be super honest and not biased? I just don't know. I'm hoping because she should be.
Yeah.
She'd be great for our state to have a representative in the Attorney General's office like Erica Harold would be phenomenal.
Well, and her message was get out there and vote and bring a friend and, you know, make sure all your ducks are in a row. Get in the
polls. You got to go vote.
November 6th, and
as far as nationally, this is a referendum on Donald Trump's impeachment because that's what's going to happen if the House gets it to Nancy Pelosi. They'll start impeachment proceedings within months of the new year. Then that's what we're going to have, and that's what they're going to do. So if that's what you want, that's fine. God bless you. Go vote. Do whatever you want.
Right.
But this is going to be impeach or not impeach. That's what's on the line here.
Thanks for all the chimes.
Yeah, lots of text.
359-2255. We appreciate hearing from you. ESPNCU.com to recall some of the things that we brought up on our show.
Podcast there. Thanks, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
Diane Ducey, Jeremy Warner, Austin, and Jay Lehman after 10 coming up next. ESPN 93.5. Have a great Monday. I'm Stevie J.
Trade Pros. Ferguson.